Have a good day to you. It is your Motivation Monday game plan for Monday, April 15th, 2024. Ran across this again from Coach AJ over on Twitter X. The great Pat Summitt, fantastic, awesome women's basketball coach there for a long time. Tragically passed away years ago. It's one of those things that the lessons, I think, from people come out stronger sometimes after they're gone. She was a pretty knowledgeable and difference-making woman when she was alive, teaching lessons left and right, right? But I think it's been amplified since she has been gone. And Pat Summitt said, "We keep score in life because it matters. It counts. It matters. Too many people opt out and never discover their own abilities because they fear failure. There will always be setbacks. There will always be challenges. But when you're afraid to fail, you avoid taking necessary risks. You're not playing to win. You're playing not to lose. And when that happens, you're not living life to the fullest. You're not pushing yourself to your limits, and you're not growing." Okay? Whole bunch of stuff to unpack in that one there. There's more to this. There's four parts to this that will probably come out later once I finish dissecting it and letting it digest a little bit. You know, a lot of people say don't keep score, right? But I look at that from the standpoint of not comparing yourself with others. You know, looking outside, oh, so-and-so's got such and such a car. You know, why don't I have that kind of car? Look at the size of that house. Why isn't my house bigger? Those types of things don't keep score with that, right? Keeping score on the scoreboard of, you know, the quality of relationships that you have, right? The number of friends you have from the standpoint of that are just deep, connected. They're there for you. You're there for them. There's no judgment going on. They support you and encourage you. You're doing the same with them, right? Those types of things. Are you doing well in life on what you spend your time on, right? Are you doing well in life on where your energy and focus goes, right? Is it for worthwhile causes, worthwhile things? What's your career all about? You know, what's your job? What do you do, right? Is it making a difference with people, or are you just looking at a great little bank account that you're keeping score of, right? That's definitely something not to keep score of is, ooh, look at the assets that I have, look at the money that I have, right? It's one of those things that I think if you look in the mirror, as I'm doing now, always recording these things here in the living room studios, that's a good way to keep score, right? Am I better than I was yesterday? Did I do the things I promised myself I was going to do? And today's a good day because called one of my doctors that I had to reschedule an appointment with. I put that off for a few days, took care of that. You know, there's always going to be setbacks. There's always going to be challenges. Had some fire under my butt, so to speak, yesterday of not putting stuff off anymore. Heard a couple stories. One family friend of ours has entered into hospice. One of my parents, especially my mom, one of her best friends for a long time. And another coach that I have definitely learned a lot from, wasn't necessarily close with, but definitely coached against her years and years ago, you know, 30 years. 25, whatever, but she's been around the game here in the Detroit area for a long time. She tragically passed away. And just another reminder, you guys, the time just flying by, right? The setbacks and challenges that other people have had or are going through are worse than mine, and maybe mine are worse than somebody else's, and maybe it's not as bad as somebody else's, right? It's just they're always going to be there. That's the commonality of all human beings. There's going to be setbacks. There's going to be challenges, right? But if we allow fear to even try to get through those, to even try and ask for help, to even try and figure something out, right? There's going to be risks that we're not going to take because we're too fearful, but those risks are necessary, right? But when you're afraid to fail, you avoid necessary risks, you said. You know, everyday life is a gamble. Everyday life is a risk, right? Everyday life is something that we need to look at overcoming, right? And it's worth it, right? There's a difference between going out and playing to win. You know, for me, playing to win is improving my relationship with my wife, right? That's something I want to win at. Same thing with my daughter. Same thing with my son, my parents, my in-laws, my friends, right? Playing not to lose is just kind of staying status quo, right? If I were to view, hey, things are okay with my wife and I, right? I don't put much effort into winning at the relationship or, you know, doing fun things and putting effort, learning new things, learning new ways of, new exciting ways of finding some new places to go. If she mentions something that she's excited about or wants to accomplish and I don't know how to do it, or maybe it's not top on my priority list, I need to put some effort into finding that. That's playing to win. Right? When you're playing not to lose, you're playing reserved. You're playing cautious. You're playing like, hey, as long as I'm not going backwards, right? As long as I'm you know, I'm okay where I'm at, right? When you're okay where you're at, when you're staying status quo, you're still falling behind because other things, other people, life is passing you by. So you're stationary, and you may not think that you are losing any ground, right? But life is moving. You're older. You've lost time to do something. That's a good way to put it. Right? That's a good way to think about it, right? So not living life to the fullest of, you know, these events of people losing their battle with disease or, you know, finding out that they have a battle, right? That they are headed toward the end of their lives, right? Which we all are. It reminds us when we hear these stories about living life to the fullest for us. We're like, what are we doing, right? If I'm not pushing myself to my limits, I'm not growing. I want to keep growing now more than ever. And there's been days that I've done it and there's been days I haven't, right? But again, time is ticking for all of us. And I guess, you know, when you look at what Pat Summitt was saying, keeping score in life, it's not a scoreboard for everybody to see, but it's a scoreboard for you to see. That's for dang sure, right? Keep score in your life. You know, what are you doing to win, quote unquote, the battles that you have to fight that maybe other people don't know? What do you got to do to win the day? Win right now. Win the moment. That's a great thing to keep score of, right? Putting effort in, getting better, picking up new skills, having relationships go a little bit deeper, connecting more with people, being less afraid of trying something that you know has been on your heart for a while, right? I've done that way too long. I kind of like the enthusiasm, the guts that come out of this little thought from Pat Summitt, because she was a gutsy woman. She was tough as nails, right? And she helped people grow. It was uncomfortable, I think, for a lot of her players, right? But she helped people grow and get better, not just at basketball, but at life. Right? I think that's just hugely important. Okay. All right. So I am going to, it's already been shared over on Twitter X. I think what I need to do is get this over my Facebook page too. And I'll put a little screenshot of this and just looking obviously to stir some thinking up for you, get some dialogue going, get you thinking, looking in the mirror like I am now of what can you do to win at something today? Keep score. Right, for yourself. It doesn't have to be broadcast to everybody else, but keep score for yourself of things that matter. That's what you want to keep score of. That's what your scoreboard wants to tell the story of, things that matter, right? Not fancy cars, not big houses, not look at me, I'm going on this trip and, you know, everybody posts their pictures of how wonderful their life is, right? And that's how I'm, no, I'm not talking about that, right? Keep score of things that matter for you, okay? That's what I'm talking about. Okay, more to come on this topic because I think it's important to get us thinking about it. Again, not even sports-wise, but life-wise. But I wanted to toss that out there. Again, keep sharing this message, you guys. I do appreciate those of you that spend time. And I see the numbers. You know, there's definitely a core group of you listeners out there that you choose to spend your time with me every so often, catching up on some podcasts that come out Monday through Friday here. And again, I do appreciate it. But share this message. Check the show notes out. Reach out to me. Let me know how this has impacted you. Let me know what else you want to hear me talk about. Let me know what else that you're thinking about. We've got some reflection on some of these topics that I'm sharing. But again, I do appreciate, and I don't take for granted, the fact that you are spending your time with me. So thank you so much. Okay. All righty, guys. Hey, keep your heads up. Keep smiling. Take care of yourself and each other. We'll talk again soon. See you.
Hey, everybody. Thanks again for listening to this podcast. I appreciate you sharing this podcast with others, leaving a rating wherever you listen to it. That helps other people find it. And I appreciate your time, always taking time to listen to my podcast wherever you may be. So once again, find me over on Facebook at Coach2ExpectSuccess, over on Twitter at Coach2Success, Coach John Daly on Instagram, and Coach2ExpectSuccess.com. There's the website. Check out the homepage. The book list is there. Reach out to me there on the homepage. You can send me a message. Check out the blog as well. And again, thank you so much for spending your time with me today. All right, take care of yourselves and each other. We'll talk again soon. See you.